This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hello and welcome to In the Limelight, Vanity Fair's entertainment and pop culture podcast. I'm Josh Duboff, Vanity Fair's senior writer, and I'm here with Julie Miller, Vanity Fair's senior Hollywood writer.
On In the Limelight, we analyze the ins and outs of pop culture, entertainment, and celebrity from the past week, from the Kardashians to Kate Middleton and everything in between.
On this week's episode of In the Limelight, we will discuss Beyoncé's, reveal, but I guess this is technically her second reveal of her new twins, Rumi and Sir.
Yes, we will also cover the latest Kardashian sister competition.
Yeah, dueling baby showers. So first, I guess we just have to like quickly touch on that. Right now, I'm in a period where like in the post, once... We're mourning that Julie isn't in New York anymore is what I was trying to get out there.
I didn't know where that was going.
That buildup, you know, like, who could tell with that amount of stuttering?
I know we had a fantastic Friday evening with our producer, Jordan, who visited us in Manhattan. We went to like a bar restaurant with a button where you order your drinks. Like you actually push this button, which we thought was so thrilling. But the waitress who had to keep coming back was not as thrilled.
And it was very exciting because it was the first time the three of us have all been in the same place at the same time.
Yes, we commemorated with an Instagram.
Yeah, if you haven't liked that Instagram yet, stop listening.
You're
now
dead to us.
I know, exactly. Like you have no business even being here. But Julie's now back in LA, and when she got back, I think the first text I got from her upon her like back in LA, me still in New York, was a Twitter account, a Beyonce fan account, and it was a post about Beyonce walking outside of her, I guess we now know it's Miami mansion, with one of her new twins. I forget if it was Rumi or Sir.
It was just a screen grab of a grainy paparazzi pic, and I feel like Josh gets a lot of text messages from me that are just like grainy paparazzi pics. But this one was special because it showed Beyonce carrying Rumi and Sir outside. I guess the family was in Miami, right, Josh?
Yes. So these photos were taken, I guess, on Friday, and I guess Jay-Z had a concert in Orlando. So it appears that I guess they rented some sort of mansion for the occasion of the concert. But what's notable, I guess, is two things. One, that we've never seen them out in the wild before, right? Because the first time we saw them was in the Instagram that Beyonce curated and, you know, had probably, you know, months of planning went into the whole composition and went up on social media. But this is the first time they've been like just photographed out and about.
Well, you say in the wild, but this is like within the security of this mansion that I'm sure is guarded by like 15 men with rifles. Somehow, though, this paparazzi had the right zoom lens that day.
So one kind of interesting thing about the photos, I thought, is that I'm not sure what your take is, but I don't really feel like they knew they were being photographed here.
Well, no, I feel like they definitely did not know they were being photographed.
Oh, right.
Because you can see they're behind some sort of foliage. This photographer must have been in a tree.
Right. And it's super grainy. Okay. Also interesting is that there's this amazing photo of Tina holding one child while Beyonce holds the other. I'm sending it to you now, Julie.
Oh, I see it. I'm already one step ahead of you. I know, it's incredible. I just am so happy for any Tina Knowles cameo.
Right. I'm really happy she was there. But also Jay-Z's mom was there. So it was a true family affair.
I did not see that.
Yeah. So in one of the photos, you see Jay-Z's mom holding, I think it's Sir. Oh, no, sorry, Rumi. And then Tina's also around. So there was the whole family was just hanging.
My first major takeaway was that I've never seen someone, aside from myself, just walk around leisurely in a leotard.
Which is... With
a shirt wrapped around her hips, but no pants.
And my major takeaway was that in the Daily Mail, kind of the most one of the more comprehensive photo sets I've ever seen in a Daily Mail post of this whole kind of with them hanging out outside of this mansion. And we see Beyonce, she's kind of wearing a black, I don't even know what you would call this.
There's a costume change at one point, which feels very appropriate.
She's wearing some sort of casual black garment, but she's holding a laptop and iPhone in her right hand. This has nothing to do with the kids. The kids are not in this photo. But I've never related more to her than in this photo. It's this is how I imagine myself when I have my laptop and my phone, trying to get both in one under one arm. I mean, I'm showing Julie right now what I do.
Right.
But I've never seen Beyonce in such a casual, low-key, relatable sort of pose as when she's just kind of shuffling around this pool area with her laptop.
I'm surprised she doesn't have a special assistant whose only job it is to carry her technology, her smart devices.
It's hard to imagine her just opening up, Safari, isn't it?
Or right.
Does she have an email account? And I don't know, there's just a lot. I've always sort of imagined her not ever knowing what a text message even is.
Right. I feel like she's so coddled, like Mariah Carey. There's no way Mariah Carey logs in to her email.
Okay. Now, my other question for you is, in the two photos, we haven't really talked much about Rumi and Sir. They look like babies. But do you feel Rumi has a very prominent white bow in her hair. And I'm curious how you feel about the bow. I know a lot of parents do that to different, when you have a young, female child, you're kind of trying to put the bow in the hair to show some sort of this is the girl. Is that what this is about?
This is just thrilling to hear him dissect these infants' fashion.
I want to understand this bow, and I'm not understanding
because we both don't understand babies at all.
Yeah, we really don't.
Well, let me see. I need to find that photo with the prominent bow.
And my second question for you is going to be about Blue Ivy's outfit, which is sort of an overall shorts, a shorter all, maybe you call it.
I love that. I've never heard that before. Please credit Josh whenever you reuse that.
But it almost descriptor. Has, I can't tell if it's Mickey Mouse on it, but she's kind of doing her own thing.
Right. She's looking at seagulls. She is on this pink and white polka dot romper with some sort of animal face on the front torso.
Yeah.
There are no photos of her engaging with the babies.
Right. We've yet to see that, how they all interact together. In fact, the photos are confusing because there's just so many photos. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Beyonce is in three different outfits over the course of this Daily Mail photo set.
And they don't tell us what the time span is that this photographer was sitting there. So it could have been 10 minutes. It could have been 10 hours.
Yes, exactly. I really need to know the timeline here because her hair is in this same positioning. It doesn't really look like separate days to me. My feeling is, my intuition tells me that it's one afternoon, but does one ever really wear three different outfits at the pool over one afternoon?
When you're Beyonce. Okay, I can confirm that Rumi is wearing a very prominent white bow, as Josh described.
Yes.
It's very cute. It's clipped at the very front of her head. It doesn't seem to be a headband. It also, it could just be the angle or the lens, but it looks like Rumi is a larger child than Sir. Did you have the same?
Wow. Yeah. I do agree. One thing I will say is there's a side-by-side TMZ has posted of Beyonce, I guess, with Rumi and then Jay-Z's mom. No, sorry, reversed. Jay-Z's mom with Rumi, Beyonce with Sir, and they don't look similar, facially, size, everything.
They also don't look like Blue Ivy looked. My mom pointed out. Also, Sir has this grimace on his face. You've never seen someone look so angry while next to Beyonce.
Good point. Do you think they could, I was about to say, do you think they can speak, knowing full well 5-month-olds can't speak? But I just feel like these kids operate on some sort of different, like, genetic wavelength.
Well, I don't know. What is 5-month-old? Ask Jordan. Jordan, what milestone should these children be reaching?
At 5 months, I don't think you can do that much. Jordan says they can turn over. That is the official word. Another podcast, you get breaking news about, like, what, you know, Jeff Sessions is doing. Here you get, we think Beyonce's 5-year-old twins might be able to roll over. We're not sure. But that's, you know, you guys are coming here for a reason. I also am interested in, and this is an ongoing, I have cousins who are twins. Are there any twins in your bloodline, Julie? Because there's always that question with twins, do you dress them the same or not? And do you match? Do you not match? And we can say here, they are definitely not matching. They have completely different wardrobes going on.
Right. I think it would be a mistake to make them all matchy-matchy, right? Especially because they're a girl and boy.
Personally, I know, like, my mom and her sister were very close in age, and they would sometimes get dressed similarly, and neither of them really liked it. Because you want to have your own, I don't know, sartorial identity.
Well, I always wanted to be dressing alike with my younger sister, Grace.
Oh, so you were against, you were in the other direction.
Right, and she was against it.
She didn't want to be dressed alike.
It was very hurtful. Like, what younger sister doesn't want to look like they're older? I don't know. She was not into it.
I mean, in this case, I think both of these kids are going to have such. I also guess when you have its opposite sex, it's a little different too.
Right. I really do love Beyonce's leotard look.
Yes, agreed. There's also my other kind of interesting thing takeaway is that behind Blue Ivy is some sort of, like, must be an assistant who is wearing, like, a black polo, ripped jeans, Meghan Markle style, and, like, is just sort of taking photos. And, like, is she Blue's caretaker? Is she her babysitter? Is she just, like, an assistant?
Blue Ivy's not in the photo. She's taking photos of the seagulls.
Yeah, but imagine being around Blue Ivy and not taking photos of her, but you're taking photos of, like, random seagulls.
Right, and did Blue Ivy demand, like, that she document this moment? Is she just her hired documentarian? I don't know.
Blue Ivy's probably, like, directing some movie that's going to premiere at, like, the Venice Film Festival next year, probably. I have to say, for the first kind of, like, outing for these twins, I think this is great. I think there's a lot to take in. The photo set is diverse. We have all different outfits and looks. It's in Miami at a mansion. They look very serene. I really am into it.
I am into it too.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's move from, I guess, Jay-Z to his former friend, Kanye West's, but, like, this is also another step to then Kanye's wife, Kim, because there were two Kardashian events over the weekend. This is also gets into a sibling story as well, which is Kim Kardashian had her baby shower, and then the next day, reportedly, according to people, Kylie Jenner had her baby shower. Have you ever heard of sisters having back-to-back baby showers before? And there's some drama about sort of the way in which Kylie's whole pregnancy has played out. It's still never been confirmed. And I guess we'll get into both showers because they're very different. But we have no documentation or confirmation that Kylie's actually even happened because it was not on social media in any way. Whereas Kim's was heavily documented and all over social media.
Right. So I saw a few pictures of Kim's because she had all these incredible cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Decorating whatever the venue was. But Josh, can you tell us some more details?
Well, so we really need to talk about the theme of Kim's because I was like kind of confused. It's called Tea for Three was the theme. And she threw a baby shower that was filled, but I didn't really understand the connection. So I'm like, oh, Tea for Three. It's like some sort of tea party. But then it almost seemed to be like a cherry blossom, I guess, theme. And I guess she explained it's a beautiful tea and cherry blossom forest. So there's all these kind of like pink flowers all over the place, a pink light and sort of trees that were built within the kind of, I guess, venue. And it looked pretty extravagant, I would say. And then Kris Jenner was there, Kendall Jenner, a bunch of Kim's friends, including Chrissy Teigen. And I like how people throws in that in true Kardashian fashion, Kim packed in a little shameless self-promotion.
Oh, of course.
As she used her baby shower to show off her new fragrance collection for KKW Beauty. So she never misses a chance for that.
How sad that even at the baby shower, it's not really about the baby.
Agreed. And she, and I guess, and then Chrissy Teigen at one point sprayed it on herself, like the new kind of perfume that she's promoting. So yeah, there was this weird sort of like endorsement-y promotional marketing aspect of the baby shower, which I don't love. But I don't know. I find this all, the way the Kardashians are handling these pregnancies is kind of weird to begin with. But I guess there's still a lot we don't really know yet. Like, so she's having this baby via a surrogate. According to people, the surrogate was not present for the baby shower. But we don't know if she's having a boy or having a girl or when she's when the surrogate is due or any of those details. But I guess we'll find out soon. I don't know.
Right. Well, wouldn't it be a girl if the decor was so pink?
Oh, good point. I didn't even think about that. So is this confirming that it's a girl? Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're not confirming it, but it seems like it's a girl.
Right, and North is wearing a cute little kimono with really fluffy slippers.
So then my question is, if you were having that baby shower and then you found out the next day your sister was having one, how would you feel about that? Because the day after this situation, Kylie Jenner apparently had her own baby shower, which was at her home, and it was completely kept off social media. And hers theme was pajama party, according to people.
Oh.
And her famous family, was including Kim, was all in attendance. And they say that Kim's shower was a last-minute baby shower. Guests received an invitation earlier this week, and she decided early last week to throw it the same weekend as her sister.
Wait, Kim's was last-minute, even though she'd created this cherry blossom fairyland? That's what you can do in a last-minute...
Yeah, wow. So for Kardashian, I guess this is last-minute. But Kylie's is like, okay, here's my thing about Kylie's pregnancy, and I'm totally projecting here. I have met Kylie Jenner, but I don't know her at all. How I feel she's someone who's documented everything in her life, you know, the minutia of what, with, you know, like none of us can even imagine, like everything in her whole life has been on camera. Or actually, maybe I'm answering my own question here, because I just find it strange to that she's kind of been so off the radar with her pregnancy. It doesn't really seem like her kind of vibe. It seems like she'd want to just be posting in any sort of normal way that anyone might when they're about to have a kid. But like somehow she's deciding she's going to keep this so under wraps. She hasn't been seen in public. Her baby shower can't even be on social media. She lives for this stuff. Do you think it's just that she's trying to build anticipation, or do you think like, and you know, have some sort of big reveal, or do you think there's any, some other reason at play here? She just wants like privacy suddenly now.
Or is she in final negotiations with whichever like baby brand that she's about to debut and she can't debut it yet?
There's just something about it that feels sort of, I don't know.
She is like a shameless self-promoter.
And like, I'm a little bit confused at what the end game is. Like if they're just going to release it at some point on their, maybe, you know, it'll be via their reality show, or she's going to do some sort of post on her Instagram. Like why, what's the holdup?
What would have been a more baby shower that you would have expected Kylie to throw?
Like an over the top, I don't know, some sort of a cosmetics themed Coachella, you know, like outside with some sort of Ferris wheel with like everyone has cotton candy. I'm just free associating now, but like, you know, like everyone's wearing like glitzy. Remember when she dressed as Christina Aguilera for Halloween? Like she loves going over the top.
Right. And like instead of like all the baby games, like they all get dolls and you have to apply whoever does the best application of Kylie.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I find it also a little weird. I mean, I guess Kylie kept hers off the radar, but why Kim decided it had to be the same weekend?
Right. That's bizarre, especially to have it last minute and then have it the day before your sister's. Is it because they had, you know, this would be the generous answer, that they had a lot of family relatives coming in from out of town and she just wanted everybody to attend?
Oh, maybe it's like a consolidating travel thing.
Right.
Even the Kardashians have to deal with like the logistics of orbits and like who's flying where. And we haven't even discussed that Khloe is also pregnant. When's her shower going to be?
Right. Who is your favorite Kardashian at this moment in time?
Kris Jenner. Always. Like, that's my default answer. I, of the sisters, though, I vacillate. I guess right now, I generally kind of dig that, like, Kourtney and Kendall, to an extent, are a little more low-key and private. And so that you kind of, they're just like, there's a little more mystery there, which I kind of like. But I've always had a soft spot for Kim, too. What about you?
Wait, you get to plan an afternoon with Kris Jenner. What do you do?
We go wine. I feel like there needs to be like wine or alcohol involved. I was going to say we go to wine country for sort of like an afternoon tasting. And then I get to look through her email. Because I just want to see just on a daily basis what she kind of has to grapple with. Then we go meet up with Kim so I can like get that in there and have some sort of, you know, like we split ice cream sundae. Then,
oh, that sounds lovely.
Then we go for like a nightcap and I ask her to invite like, you know, her crew, like Jennifer Lawrence, Khloe, like, you know, get a fun crew together for some karaoke maybe.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yeah, that's my plan. But I don't know, I feel like these the Kardashians need to get it together. I feel like the way the showers they just need to be like figuring out their plan and executing it. I feel like this is a little all over the place.
Also, did any of the reports say whether people got Kim gifts or Kylie gifts? Because I feel like at this level, I remember reading for Kim's second wedding, she was registered. So people were actually buying her gifts, even though she is.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe people just have their assistants buying the gifts or even, I don't know. What would you give Kim as a gift? I don't even know.
I would probably get some sort of custom made smaller iPhone like accessory with that like illuminating cover that does like the perfect selfie. You know, I would like create a mock baby size version.
Oh, but so for the baby, right? Like one of the ones, like the style that she has that kind of lights up your selfie, but for her kid. Yeah, I love that plan.
What would you get?
I don't know. I feel like I might go the opposite route because I feel like if you have everything, like maybe I would give her like a week where she doesn't have access. That's like a punishment though. Is that to say give her a week where she doesn't have Wi-Fi or any of her electronics so she can like detox?
Wait. No, I know the gift that we are getting her if we ever get the chance.
What?
It's going to be a gift certificate. After the baby's born, it's a portrait sitting with Britney Spears.
That's so yes. Good. That's like that's perfect. That wraps it all up. I want to know also if she's in touch ever with Kate Middleton because they're kind of on the same pacing of kids. She's due. No, we don't know when the surrogate's due. I think Kate's due in April. And we don't know when Kylie's due. We don't know when Khloe's due. We don't know any of it.
What a mystery.
I know, what a mystery. I saw somewhere, though, that Kris Jenner wanted to invite William and Kate to her Christmas party.
She should.
No, but like that's one of these ones where like I saw it on Hollywood Life and like Gossip Cop and like sort of the sub-tier gossip sites, and I was trying to figure out like where that came from, because obviously there's no way that's happening.
I would love that.
But maybe she just tosses them an invite. Like, you know, when you send someone an invite knowing they're going to decline, but you just want to be like on someone's radar.
Right. And you know you're going to get a pretty cool gift because they're not going to make it out there for it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like what royal family member would be most likely to attend Kris Jenner's.
I could see Harry. No, Meghan back in the day. Meghan back in the day probably was like jonesing for an invite. But now I guess there's no way Meghan would.
I feel like Camilla and Kris Jenner would like really get along.
Oh yeah. Or maybe like Beatrice and Eugenie.
Oh, that's a good call.
They're kind of social and, you know, out and about.
How's Rob Kardashian doing? Does anyone know? Can someone go check on him?
No, I don't think anyone knows. His daughter had her first birthday, I think like a week or two ago, if I remember correctly. But I did see an episode of the reality show, like maybe from 2 weeks ago, where the big plot line was about like they were, Kris Jenner was going to go to Cleveland to visit Khloe. And Rob was like,
that's like the darkest Keeping Up with the Kardashians storyline I've ever heard of. Kris Jenner goes to Cleveland.
Yeah, like they're really in season 14 storylines now. Because Khloe basically lives part time in Cleveland now because her boyfriend plays for the whatever the sports team, the basketball team is there. But they call Rob at one point and they're like, Rob, didn't you say you were going to come to Cleveland? And he's like, no, like, I don't want to be blamed if his team loses, that it's like they would blame him for having been there and been like bad luck. And I was like, oh, that's really sad. He can't just like live his life and fly to Cleveland because he's so worried about like the perception the world has.
He needs to go on like an Oprah cruise or something and just...
Yeah, like Oprah should give him like one of those reality shows. Remember when she gave like Lindsay Lohan a reality show to try to like save her life or whatever?
That was really nice of her.
Yeah. I feel like she needs to do something like that with Rob. Though that like didn't really necessarily like stick with Lindsay. All right. Well, that does it for this week's episode of In the Limelight. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to check us out on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us to find new listeners. And write us a review.
Also, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at In the Limelight to discuss any of these subjects. You can also follow us individually. I'm at Julie W. Miller.
And I'm Jay Duboff. We're also on Instagram at In the Limelight Pod. This episode was edited and produced by Jordan Bell. Thank you to Andy Bowers at Panoply. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, no bad energy.